Welcome everyone to the fourth installment of Ochel Shnayim Ochel Zim L'Maaseh, otherwise known as L'Maisa. And we're here in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Vav, and I know what you're thinking. Just kidding, I don't really know what you're thinking. But I do know that we're up to Sif Vav, so let's read. So we saw in Sif Hey that even though in general the one holding on to an object has a lot of believability, given the fact that he's holding the object, we saw a qualification, and that was that if it's something that's normally lent or rented, and not bought sold, but lent rented, then we do not assume that the guy holding it has this magical power. Rather, we say no. The claimant will often have power, and maybe he could take it. B'medvar memurim and sivav a qualification on the qualification. When do we say that? That shebedvar ma'asui ma'ashil askir, that on things that are normally lent and rented. Ne'man ha-me'ar-er, the claimant, Reuven, as we've been calling him, is believed. That's only when Reuven actually says, I lent them or rented them to you. Kishato ayin, when he claims, hish'altim, I lent them, o hiskartim, or I rented them, lach, to you. Aval, if, however, imto ayin, if he tainas, gnuvim hein mimeni, you stole them from me, or they were stolen from me. Now they're in your possession, and I didn't lend them to you. They were stolen from my possession. Then, eino ne'eman, we do not believe Reuven, the claimant, even though these are things that are typically lent and rented, because obviously Reuven's not saying that they are lent or rented. Elohim Cain, the only time we do believe him is if he had said these things are stolen from me, and then, and we know that Yatzalo Shem Geneva Be'ir, if it was known that, like, oh yeah, someone stole from Reuven, you know, like when everyone on the all the neighboring farms are, you know, untying their dogs for the nights and boarding up all their stuff because they heard that Reuven got stolen from. So now we know Reuven got stolen from, and now Shimon's holding on to this object, then okay, Reuven will believe him. But if he just comes in and, you know, just business as usual, and then one day all of a sudden he's like, hey, that's my Zamboni. You stole my Zamboni. What's wrong with you? We'll say, sorry, pal, you have no claim here. This next sif might seem a little bit complicated, but again, we're working in a third person, as you're about to see. Misha hayu biyado dvarim ha'asui ma'ashil laskir. So Shimon's holding on to things that are normally lent or rented. And we said that if things are normally lent or rented, and the guy, we'll see this in a minute. So now what happens with this? Reuven comes and says, hey, give me my stuff back. I don't know how you got it. And Shimon says, afal pi shehoda, even though Shimon admits, v'amar lo, and he says, Reuven, I know it's yours. Yodea nishaya shalcha. I know this used to belong to you in the past. However, avol ploni machramli. Ploni, meaning Levi, sold them to me. I didn't get it from you. I got it from him. So go to him. But don't go to me. Vahalato ein. However, Reuven says no. Shenigna vumimenu. Reuven says that they were stolen from him. And then, ein motzino samiado. We do not take it out of Shimon's hands. Afilu, even, this is beyond our previous din, Afilu heviza edim shayu yiduim losha, even though, let's say, Reuven had witnesses, and the witnesses say this did belong to Reuven before, and they saw that. And so now we have actual some more power. Still, we don't believe him. Why? Because sha'adam asoy lumkor kelev, because people often do claim, do sell their stuff. The Rambam brings another opinion. There are those who argue and hold the lo adif that actually we do take it from Shimon. Why? Because let's say Reuven had gone to Levi. Also, poni ba'atzma. Reuven had gone to Levi and say, hey, what's going on with this? This is my stuff. It was stolen from me. So then, given the fact that we had Edom that it had belonged to Reuven, then maybe we could argue that Levi would have to give it back to Reuven. So therefore, the fact that Shimon got it from Levi doesn't make it any better. Now, if you've been following, there are some inconsistencies here with stuff that we saw. The Sma and the Shach both talk about this. The Shach has a nice full-page Shach dealing with it. I'm not getting into that because we're just doing simple halach. Okay, but as we said, Kevin Shalos so Ploni Einu Ne'eman, Gam Hu Einu Ne'eman. We don't believe Ploni. So if we don't believe Ploni, Levi, then we also don't believe Shimon, who says he got it from Levi. But Kanal Iker, Canarily Iker, Ramas says, I think that's right. Now, V'im ta'an za'ala, if instead, he didn't say they were stolen. He said, Ani iskartim lach, o ishaltim lach. These are things that are often lent or rented. And he says, I rented them to you, or I lent them to you. Motzi'in osam yado. We do take it from Shimon. V'mayu midvarim she'ena masuim hashel askir. If, however, it's the type of thing that, is, meaning now in the end of the day, he's saying, I rented or lented it to you, which is normally true about such an object. And therefore, Shimon's claim of, I bought it from Levi, is not powerful, given the fact that we assume this very likely got into his hand through a loan or a rental from Reuven himself. Now, if it was the type of thing that is not normally lent or rented, then Shimon can take a Shimon can take a shvuah derabanan shalohish ilo that Reuven did not lend it to him v'loeskir ilo and he did not rent it to him ela miponi lakach. It's a funny kind of a shvuah, because you know he's swearing yes and no, or no and yes. No, I didn't lend it, borrow it from that guy. No, I didn't rent it from that guy. Rather, yes, I bought it from that other guy. But okay, that's the shvuah derabanan he takes. V'yamin kelov biyado, when he gets to keep his things in his hand. Speaking of things that are in our hand, now we have Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel in our hand. Yeshu Kolach, everybody.